Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Neil Hampton Baker Psychic Hour. We are on air on Saturday because we had some technical issues that prevented us from broadcasting yesterday. So apparently those have been resolved, and we're here today to take your calls for readings. We do have some callers in the queue. We're going to be getting to those calls shortly, and I want to let you know what the call-in number is, 914-338-064, and please do press 1 if you would like to speak with us. Let's see what else. We would love it if you followed us on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our blog talk video profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Go there and you can find our sites. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And we are going to take our first caller. 925 is first, 678 is next. Okay, 925. Hello.
Hello. I talked to you. Hi, this is Teresa from California. And can you hear me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We can. You're like in a car or something.
I'm sorry, yes. I'm looking for a place to pull over.
Yeah,
I called you a couple of weeks ago, and yeah. I talked to you about my landlord, who was a big pain.
Right. What's your birth date? Because I'm looking back, and I don't have the birth date written down for some reason. I don't know what happened. I don't know where I wrote
it. It's 2158.
Yeah, I did write it down. I just found it. 2158. Okay. Right. And you had rented from this person for quite a while. You lived with your ex in the house. And then he moved out, and so you had the burden of the financial responsibility, and so you were concerned about finding someone new.
Right.
Go ahead.
But my landlord's brother, he wants to move him in there because he's sick. So he says either if I don't stay there, then I would have to be the caretaker to his brother.
What?
So,
I've never.
Yes. So who needs 24-hour care, okay? So I told, he said, well, we could have somebody in there during the daytime, but you would take care of him at the nighttime. And I'm like, you know, when are you wanting this all to happen? He could never give me a date. So on July 5th, he told me that his brother was sick, that at some point I would probably have to give up the house and his brother would have to move in. But it was down the line, and he didn't know when. So yesterday, he came in and tried to push his brother off on me to, like, move in there next month. And I'm not going to be a caretaker for him.
Well, he can't force
that
upon you. He cannot force that upon you, but I believe that as a landlord, he has the right to, give you a month's notice and say that he's moving his brother in. Unfortunately, I think the law allows him to do that. So, did you follow our advice about getting in touch with, it really doesn't matter. If he's forcing you to move out, then there's no point, I guess, in contacting any.
Right,
any...
But my point is that he never really gave me any notice, anything in writing, and he's telling me I needed to speak. Exactly, and that was my point to him yesterday. You did not give me my notice, and he said, well, I thought a verbal would be good enough.
Well, it's not.
You want to push it.
So back to my original question, did you contact anybody that deals with housing rights like we advised you to do on the last show?
I looked and I couldn't find one in my county.
I did.
I did. I'm not in Alameda. I'm not in Alameda.
What county are you in?
I'm in Contra Costa.
You're in Contra Costa County?
Yep.
There's got to be something there, I'm sure. But anyway, I mean, it's a really, I would be very surprised if there's not something there. But go ahead.
So he told me that, well, then he's just going to get it written up, and he goes, you're going to be out of here at the end of the month, at the end of August. So I just said, well, okay. But I'm hoping he's not trying to backdate anything and hand me something.
I don't think he can backdate something and just hand it to you. I think he has to date it on the date that he gives it to you. I don't think he can backdate it.
Legally, he does, but he doesn't do things the way they're supposed to be done.
Well, that's why you need some kind of representation, but it sounds like, the situation with him seems to be ending whether or not, you know, he gives you notice now or backdates it. As far as seeking legal action against him, if he backdates it, it's going to be what's worth your while. Have you looked for other housing?
I'm starting to do that now.
Okay. I'm searching right now.
I'm starting to do that now. And he knew that I didn't have the money to move, so I'm also going to have to find a way to scrape up funds for a deposit.
But you have a deposit in the home ready, right? He has to...
Yeah, but if I find something, I have to put a deposit down. I don't get that deposit till after I've left.
You you don't have any money. Okay,
no.
So I found someone. I found something. First of all,
okay.
Contra Costa County Landlord Tenant Legal Aid and Pro Bono Services. Project Sentinel. It's Landlord Tenant in Redwood City. And the number. Do you want it? Do you have a pen?
Yes.
650-321-6291. And if they're not the resource that you need, they can help you, I'm sure.
You cut out. I got 650-321-6...
291.
So 6291 are the last four digits.
Correct. And perhaps if you get, it sounds like there may be services that would allow you to have representation that's free. And if so, that might buy you a little bit more time. But listen, you don't want to be in this situation with this landlord anyway. I mean,
no, I'm done with him. I'm done.
Yeah. Neil, do you want to say something?
That's just the way it is. But he can't backdate the notice. He has to serve you and give you 30 days upon notice.
Yeah, and you can stay there. I mean, he can't. What is he going to do? He can't drag you out of the house.
And he can't allow his brother to move in while you're there. So your brother cannot move in while you're occupying the premises. That's just too bad. He has to give you a 30-day notice, day of notice. And your predicament with getting a down payment on the next location, contingent on getting back your
deposit
is going to be something you have to maneuver.
Well, I have an idea. I mean, if you're getting into like an apartment situation, sometimes they offer low deposits on apartments. And you can get a fairly nice apartment. I know you've been living in a home, but you can get a possibly get a fairly nice apartment with a lesser deposit than you would on a single family home type of.
Right. My dilemma is I have a dog.
Oh.
I have a dog. He's a bull mastiff.
Oh boy, that's a problem.
Well,
yeah.
You know, you're going to have to make do until you can get that deposit in into a home.
Yeah.
And we'll put out energy for that. But I would start looking now and don't wait and get something locked in to get your deposit back.
Is there any way you can get a loan for a deposit? I mean, it's not ideal,
That's what I'm going to try and do. I'm trying all avenues, all my resources. I'm reaching out to everybody.
Or doing something like a 0% credit card. I don't know how your credit is, but if you have a credit card company that offers financing, like special financing, like 0%, they send you a check. You can possibly, write a deposit with a check like that and pay it off over, they offer sometimes 15, 18 months. Sometimes it's 12 months, but,
right.
That might be an idea as well, or there's loans that you can take out.
Right. I was trying to pay off the loan that I had from my marriage. This came at the wrong time. I mean, I got stuck with all the financials of my divorce.
What's your job again? Do you remember? I can't remember.
I'm a buyer. And I think I talked to you 2 weeks ago, and my husband actually passed away last week.
Your ex.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Was that unexpected, or was he sick?
He was sick.
So you knew he was, like, not going to live very long?
How old was he?
He was having 64.
What's his birth date?
1/31/55.
Okay. It's 25/7. Does this change anything about any payments that you have to make? I mean, the fact that he's not around anymore. I mean, were there additional monies you owed him? This hasn't impacted you financially at all in a positive way.
No, not in a positive way.
Well, you're going to have to you're going to have to struggle through this. The transition that you'll make home will be made upon prediction, but you're going to have to, it might take a little bit of a struggle. You'll get in, you'll get a home. Just go through the steps, be logical, plan ahead, get your legal advice, start to look for a place now, get a small term loan, and you'll get in and make ends meet. Listen, you're not going to die. You're not going to lose your limbs. You're in a karmic battle of location, based upon domestic and other kinds of relationships. It's a karma you're going through. It's not going to defeat you. You'll get through this. In probably 6 or 7 months, you'll feel like your life is getting back in order. That's what's going to happen.
All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let us know what happens with the renter's assistance and, how this progresses with your landlord and the new place.
Yes, I will. I'll follow through. Thank you so much.
Teresa, you keep remembering your master number is 8. It's at the end of your year. You keep focusing on succeeding. And if you have a little struggle here, just gobble it up and spit it out. That's all. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's not as monumental as you may think.
Right. Okay.
Okay, take care, Teresa.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We have a call from 678 area code and then 226. So hang in there, 226. We're going to be getting to you shortly. 78 coming on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Casey, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey.
And I just want to know, hey, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wanted to know what you guys see as far as my love life.
Love life. And you're the don't you have a back injury?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I remember you. Okay, let's get your birthday. I think you're a 9, if I'm remembering correctly. I don't know. Well, let's see. Or there's
yes,
a 9 in your birthday.
Yes, 9/20/79.
Yeah, she's a 27/9.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remembered your master number. Okay. Mm-hmm. And real quick, because we've talked about employment in the past. Did you ever get a job?
Yes, I do home care sitting with a 90-year elderly lady right now.
Oh, that's great. That's great, because you were unemployed when you talked to us last.
Yes, ma'am.
So congratulations. So in the love life arena, is there anyone specific you want to ask about, or are you totally single looking for a relationship?
No, I'm not totally single. I guess I might be. it's really kind of complicated, and you know, maybe I moved in the wrong direction. But you know, I have been knowing this guy for I guess maybe about 16 years, and you know, him and his wife had filed for a divorce or whatever. And the divorce supposed to have been final in like next month, the 21st. But you know, he kind of like insisted that he wanted to come and live with me for a couple of weeks, and I didn't want it to happen. I didn't want it to happen, and I told him I didn't want it to happen, but he insisted on doing it anyway. And so I guess once she found out or whatever, he ended up going back. So
back
I really just wanted to know what kind of, yeah, back to her.
So they're back as living as a couple, or?
He says they not, but I believe they are because, like, you know what I'm saying, he don't accept any of my phone calls anymore or text, he don't text or nothing anymore.
What's his birthday?
The same as mine, 9/20/77, though. He was born in 77.
That's interesting. Well, when you were talking, I thought there was some kind of, I don't know if you had a committed relationship going on. And before you started talking about the wife, I wrote down cheating. I think this guy is not being honest with you and he's ignoring your calls. Neil may have another impression, but it's not a great situation. So he's a 25/7, right?
77? 9/20/77.
Yeah.
She's a 35/8.
Did I add it up wrong?
21. And she's not a 27. What did
920,
you say?
She's 9/20/79. 9/10/11. 21. Oh, I added.
She's a 37.
So I don't.
21.
So I didn't remember your master number. Okay, erase. So you're.
He's an 8.
He's an 8.
She's a 1.
Okay, I had an addition error.
Okay.
So we need to backtrack. Sorry. I mean, nothing's disturbed really.
Okay.
So you have 9s
okay.
in your birth date. I remembered the 9s, but your master number is a 9. Okay, and so he's a 35/8. That's right. All right. He's a 35/8. And you're a 1. You're a 9 together, though. Making that 9 work. Neil, do you have...
Well,
I mean,
forget the guy. Forget him. He's out. You know, and your years and your months are reflective and you're compounded. So, in other words, these things happen in your life. Now, the question is, are you going to have another relationship? The answer is yes. you'll have another relationship. You're 39 now, and you probably will be having a relationship, I think, in your 40th year, which is coming up. So you're going to have another relationship. This guy has a church background. There's something, I don't know, you know, he's not like over religious or anything, but the church background brings in more of a conventional sense of being committed. Because this is a mess. You don't want a guy with a wife or somebody on the side. You don't want to even meet a guy that's vulnerable to other women if you're going to have a relationship with them. You want a guy that wants to be committed. He's ready to be committed. And he doesn't care about other women when he's in a relationship. It doesn't concern him. It doesn't affect him. That's what you want, I would imagine. And that's what I think you're going to get. Now, there's an old symbol, probably past life, Casey, of a cameo. You know what a cameo is? You know when you wear them on your dress? Do you know what the cameos were? I'm sorry. They were like ornamental jewelry things with like a profile of a person on it, usually done kind of in a whitish kind of tone. They were real popular, like in the Civil War and back in the day. And you know, it's a past life. So I think my thought is that you're probably going to be. You might be in a situation where one, you fall in love. He falls in love with you. He owns a home. It's a modest home, but he owns it. He kind of likes to go to church on Sunday, but it's not anything that is annoying to you. In fact, it probably works because he doesn't like overburden you with religion. He just feels devout and dedicated. He's kind of conservative, but he's fun-loving. He likes you. He likes your heart. He likes your soul. And that's what I think is going to happen in your 40th year.
Wait, you were saying church background. Did you mean church background with the new guy or the
new guy? No, forget the former guy.
Yeah, you were referring to something about the former guy. So do you go to church at all?
I used to be, in 2016, I was in church heavily. I was going to Bible study and I was in church every Sunday. And then I got sidetracked by a new relationship as well that I was in for 5 years and, you know, ended up getting out of that. But I love church.
Yeah. Well, you have bad karma. Your karma in relationships is not good. But it gets better now. And when you reach 40, which you're going to be reaching, I think it's going to get a little bit better. So your question was about relationships. Our thought is that you will be in one during the age of 40. It will be with a guy that kind of connects to your sense of religion. It's a nice relationship. I hope it happens. I mean, it's not a guarantee.
Yeah, do you feel comfortable being able to let go of this relationship and move forward without holding on to?
Yeah, I feel comfortable with letting it go because I don't really want anyone like ignore me, especially when, you know, it's not my fault, you know. I don't like being ignored.
It doesn't matter. He moved back in with his wife.
Yeah,
the case is closed. Mm-hmm. Who cares what he said? He's done.
Well, she's not really examining it. I mean, it's just the answer, which was, you know,
but
if
you see,
she's comfortable moving forward, and she sounds like she is. It's not like, you know, a lot of people will call up the show and, you know, they keep running over relationships in their mind and they want to go back and examine and go back and trying to find some angle to make it work. And it sounds like you are ready to move forward, and that's good because that will help bring the new relationship in.
Yeah, you're doing fine, Casey. Just don't be confused. A man should be available. He has no other attitudes about women that he's working through, and that's what want. And that's what we're going to put out energy for.
Right. And if he gets in touch with you, which I imagine he probably will, even though he's ignoring you right now, he'll probably show back in your life, ignore, just, you know, ignore him.
Okay, I sure will. And do you know if the older, the guy that's coming, do you know if he's older or younger than me?
He's a couple years older than you, probably in his deeper 40s.
Okay.
He's going to be older than you.
What was that, sir?
He's going to be older than you. Deep 40s, okay. Maybe early 50s. No more than 52.
Okay. Okay. Thank you all so much. It helped out a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, Casey. Well, that's good. I'm glad she got work because she talked to us for a long time about getting a job. So it's good. And it's a rewarding job helping elderly people, I think. So 226 area code. Hello.
Hello, this is Jennifer calling from her secret number.
Jennifer calling from the secret number. Are you in the States right now or something?
No,
or
in Canada.
Just your number? Well, I thought maybe you were at like your boyfriend's house and it was his number that you were calling from. But this because it's totally different area code. Okay. Hi.
Hi. I did, as you said, and read or watched that movie. I watched that movie, The Rider.
Okay. Oh, yes. Tell us.
The first one, yeah. It was interesting. It wasn't a Hollywood movie, that's for sure.
No.
And long to watch. However, you know, it was a very interesting look into, and I grew up in an area where there is a lot of natives and ranches and horse riding and grew up around horses. So it was a very interesting perspective.
I want to talk to you about the movie, but I don't want to reveal too much for people who haven't watched it. But did you research about the actors and who they were at all?
I thought it was more of a documentary, so this is really actually their lives.
Sort of, yeah, exactly. I mean,
okay.
The director of the movie was a woman. She did Songs My Mother Taught Me or something. Mm-hmm. Another movie, awards, and so yeah. Anyway, she. It's partial, part fiction, part documentary. But you know, if you were expecting a Hollywood movie, it may have been a disappointment because no, it is not. At all, a Hollywood movie.
but still interesting and very, you know, it very opens your eyes to, you know, other areas. But I kind of already knew that because I grew up around that. So.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to see it.
Yes. So I'm just telling you that. And then I've got a job prospect. I'm not excited about it because I feel like, if I take it, this is going to be the job for the rest of my life. It's like a financial advisor position with Edward Jones. I'd have my own office. I like that aspect of it. But I don't like tying myself into something that I will end up doing for the rest of my life. It wouldn't make any sense for me to do it if I didn't have a long-range plan for it. So wondering if you have any insight on my gut being right or not.
Well, I mean, why do you say that you would have to necessarily do it for the rest of your life? I mean, couldn't you do it for maybe a period of, I don't know, a certain amount of years?
The pay, I'm saying until I retire, yeah.
When do you plan to retire?
I have no idea. But the pay is so low up front that... But because you have to build your own book of business, and then it's completely commission eventually, which I'm not afraid of. However, I know with that sort of business, it's once you build it, you know, you don't just walk away from it.
And they're a very conservative company, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Well, you're 49, and I mean, this isn't your only option. If you're not happy with this, if you don't feel futures there, and you're asking us as psychics, do I take this? I'm not really happy with it. It has to be long term. I have to build years and years into it, and or otherwise it's not worthwhile to me. The pay is low, and by the time I get drained, I'm not going to be able to go far enough in the job. I don't see myself being there. I don't really want this. Don't take it.
What happened with the government job that you were going to do at, like, Border Patrol?
Oh, that they have physical, and it's really hard.
Yeah, I bet, because you have to, like, treat people. So
I am, you know, somewhat athletic, but not that athletic, so I did pass the physical.
Well, you know, the harsh reality, which we don't subscribe to, but the harsh reality is you're female, 49, and you're looking for that ideal job.
Yes.
That's a harsh reality.
Yeah,
on a higher level, who cares? On a lower level, it's a concern. On a higher level, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, if you're not, this is your life. You don't necessarily have to settle for something you're not happy with and feel that that's it. If you want to reach a higher potential, then your energies are such your potential by 4-3 is a 7. It's actualized in your year. Your year also has a 19, which is a 1. So that's an 8, which means money. Your master number is 6. You just went through a change at the age of 48. Your next multiple change will be at 54. You're 49. If you're not happy doing this, hold off if you can financially.
She can.
Then wait and look for something better, and it could come by March. You may have to wait till March. I can't, you know, the prediction goes all the way to the edge of March, but maybe sooner, but it could go that far.
I mean, it just seems so, because you do government contract work normally, right?
Well, yeah, I fall into jobs that are okay, and I do all right. So I can live till March.
This is such a different, I mean, you're in a totally different field. Have you done this type of work before?
Yes.
You know, you don't like it. You said you don't like it. You don't want to be there.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. And but I do like doing the hospice work. I started doing the hospice work, and I love doing the hospice, well, the volunteering.
But that's volunteering. I mean, I don't know if there's, I mean, any kind of work that you could do that would pay in that area, but I imagine that you would have to be a nurse and all that to get.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that's true as well.
Well, go into the field. Go and look for the jobs you want.
Yeah, what is it that you want to do? Aside from hospice work, which probably isn't realistic that you become a nurse at this age.
I wouldn't mind doing some sort of counseling work, but I would imagine that would involve a little bit more education. So,
it would.
You're not being realistic. Counseling work. You're not being realistic.
Not.
You need to get a degree and you need to be a counselor. So, forget your brain needs to get more direct in terms of what's going to be real for you in terms of making money. And if you start thinking at this time what you'd like to do that you're not qualified to, you're wasting time. So counseling work, then go back to school. If you don't want to go back to school,
then forget that idea. And that's difficult, too, because
give
you
us
have to build
you
your practice, and, you know, that takes a lot of time.
Yeah, it's not realistic, Jennifer. Give us another idea.
I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss. The government stuff I like too. However, once I'm there, I am glad that there's an end to it because I can't imagine doing it for the rest of my life either. So.
Well, I mean, you're the rest of your life in relation to the rest of your work life is there are two different scenarios. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what you're going to do until the point of retirement, which I don't know if you're planning to work till 65 or 60. Or 55. I mean, if it was 55, it's only six years away. So
Yeah. You've
got to figure how long you plan to work and what you can tolerate with, you know, enough satisfaction that you can do it for a certain amount of time. maybe doing contract work is the best thing because the assignments are shorter and you're not locked into something long term. So you can switch jobs and there's a little bit of variety for you.
Yeah, that's very good advice. So that is something that I think I could do. I just got to wait from contract to contract. And just budget accordingly.
In that regard, there's something to do with the environment coming up. So there's a government/environmental thing going on. That's what I think they would do. That may come up, okay? And if that comes up, take it.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep my eyes peeled for that one. Because they do come up from time to time. I do see them.
Yeah, and you're probably on some site that, you know, because you're in a field that offers jobs, you know, to select individuals rather than just the general public. So you're probably able to see more job opportunities than just anybody, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I think, plus I've got security clearance with the government for the next 10 years. So they like that because it takes a long time for them to get it. So for them to fill a temporary one and me to already have it, it makes them happy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's where you're probably going to end up. And try to do something with the environment. Do you like the environmental issues?
I like it enough.
You like it enough? Why enough? You know, it's short term. If that comes up, take it. It will lead to something else. And there's plenty of work out there to do with the government. So that's what I think. It will be somewhere between now and March. I don't know which month. Somewhere in that window.
Yeah,
okay, sorry you didn't like the movie.
It was okay.
Well,
I would have liked a little bit more closure at the end. There wasn't really, they didn't go on to say, they went on with the one guy who got injured, but they didn't really, but I guess their lives aren't over yet, so how much can they say?
yeah. I guess it was the horse and I don't know. There's different aspects that were really touching to me, but I mean, everybody's just different, you know?
Yeah. It was a reality issue that he had to give up his passion for the sake of the reality of what he went through. So sometimes it's learning how to settle with life when you can't meet all the expectations that you desire.
Exactly.
And looking at how the world can come down on you and change your whole direction and perspective. And then you have to be agreeable to the factors of life that are going to enhance your life, you know, in terms of.
Right. And that was mirrored in his friend's experience, which in reality, the friend's injury was through an auto accident, not through a rodeo injury. But I mean, again, his whole life was completely changed and, you know
the attitude of an existential ending where you don't have this closure and it's, you know, the Waltons and everything's fine. Even the Waltons went to war. But, you know, in that regard, that's where the movie takes you, and it's an experience.
Yeah, and the relationship he had with his sister was really touching. I appreciate
that,
too.
Yeah, it was. Well, glad you saw it in any case, and good luck on your job search.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Okay, 504 is our next caller. Well,
hi.
Hi.
I'm kind of in the same position as her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sitting down
Huh?
She
said, are you sitting
making
down?
Making a bad joke.
No. Oh, wow. Oh, no, I'm not. Should I be?
wait, she may have been standing up, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your name?
My name's Debbie, and I'm in a job that I want to move to something else, but I just can't make the move, and I'm looking because I just don't want to go to something else like this, you know, so I'm frozen. If that makes sense.
Sounds cold.
Like
I wish I was
stuck.
Frozen today with all the heat. Frozen in summer.
Yeah,
that'd be wonderful. Where are you calling from, Debbie? What's your birth date?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. What's your birth date?
2/12/1963.
in the same number as her. You're the same master mm-hmm. number as the former caller.
24-6. And
yeah. Oh, I was relating to her so much.
Well, you're long lost.
What job do you have now?
I'm a salesperson right now, and I enjoy the people that I have. I mean, you know, you get that odd one that's not, but my background's in television. I dabble in holistic healing, and it's not that I don't like the job. I don't like the politics. So as soon as somebody comes from up above,
what sales position is it? Is it like a department store?
It's for a company, but yeah, it's for a cosmetics company. And I used to freelance in TV, and I kind of started freelancing in like demonstration type stuff because I used to do acting and stuff. And it was fun. Like, it was fun until I'm kind of, once you get kind of like you're doing really well, then a big wig will want to kind of come in and fine-tune you, and you cramp your style, and then you can't breathe, and then they're on top of you, kind of. So that freedom goes away.
Well, yeah.
That's why I like.
And so the sales, I mean, you probably do makeup or not? It's a fragrance position. It's not like actually a
fragrance. And I love it. I do. I'm like a scent person. Like, I have aromatherapy, so it's fun. Like, it's right up my alley, except the company's not right up my alley.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what would you... You said you have background in TV and holistic healing. What direction would you go in if you weren't in this job selling fragrance?
I think a dream would be to open some sort of spa.
Do you have your esthetician's license?
No, I don't do that. I do more energy healing.
Business. So it would be a spa, but you would do energy healing there. But if it was a spa, you would need to hire people, and then you would also be a spa owner. Mm-hmm. So there would have to be some kind of business.
Yeah, do you have the capital to do all this?
No, but they have women SBA loans. I really like freelancing. You know, the minute you're saying all this, then it's like super real commitment. Not that I don't mind making the commitment. I just, I don't like the corporate world. I do not like the corporate world.
But if you're freelancing, oftentimes you're working for a corporation. But it's a little bit more, you have a little bit more autonomy because you're not doing like, type thing and working, you know, you said there's more flexibility and all that.
Right. That's what I love.
Well, I mean, you're 6 years old. You're 32 years beyond the karma of 24.
Yeah.
Your last and first numbers are 3 and 2. Your first three numbers accumulate to 2, 1, that's a 3, and then a 2. You are 32 years beyond the age of 24. This is a marked period in your life where you're supposed to make a change. And if you want to go into freelance, so that's not a mistake. You're in an area of change.
Oh, good.
Even though you're not on a multiple of 6. You're not on a multiple of 6.
I don't feel nutty. I don't feel so nutty then, you know, because it's an itch for sure.
Well, 2 years ago, you were supposed to have gone through a change.
Did you? What happened 2 years ago? Anything significant?
Oh, I wanted to leave this job, but my attitude changed. But this job I was in for 3 years. I started taking a certain kind of healing modality about 2 years ago.
Well, what kind of income? What salary are you looking at? $40,000 a year? $50,000? What are you looking at?
What I want, about, 40, 50. I live very simply.
I got it. Well, it's going to be a struggle. You know, if you want to struggle and pursue what you love, your energy field looks like that could be worked. But you have to put struggle in it. There's going to be some conflict and struggle, and my site foresight is you're making 40 to 50,000 at a desirable job. You're going to have to pick that position and struggle for it, and think reasonably. What is the best possible option you have that includes enjoyment, that is reasonably attainable?
What
opening up a spa, you have the capital for that.
Well, she says like there's loans for women in business, but then you're really strapped. I mean,
yeah,
then
it
it's going to be, you know, paying that back and trying to make the spa successful, and you could be really stuck with a big debt.
True.
And then, you know, you're saying you go ahead.
I think if I don't think of something, I'm going to be stuck in this job, because they're kind of this new regional is trying to push me up the ladder. And that's the thing that kind of has me in a panic right now.
Really? Well, I mean,
you're not going to
be
stuck.
I mean,
he wants to push you up the ladder and you make more money.
That's not bad.
Then do that. But you're not going to be stuck. That's life.
And that can be the change, too, that's coming up if you stay in the position, the fact that you might move up within the company. What would you do freelancing? I mean, would you do the same kind of work, but on a freelance basis?
Healing. I guess in a perfect world, if I had energy and they didn't beat us down daily, I would have energy to have just an open office in my apartment and see people.
I think it's going to be hard to make $40,000 or $50,000 a year as a healer.
I know.
That can happen. You're dreaming.
And when
you're
told the other lady, I know, you told the other lady, like, okay, she has 6 years to this. And I'm like, I'm in the same boat because I'm middle-aged. It's not like I'm a young person that can be like, oh, I can do
it. But you're telling us that by your own words, your company wants to promote you. So you're in a position that even despite your age, they value you as an employee and they want to move you up.
You know, do that, and then on the weekends start to open up your home for healing and see where it takes you. Don't be a fool.
Okay.
Don't pass up the money. Because if you open up your home, if you try to pursue your dream, you'll get about $24,000, $25,000
if you're lucky. And that would be full time.
You're not going to have people rushing. Yeah. It doesn't happen that way. You know?
Okay.
Unless you grow a beard and put on a white robe and you have a halo over your head, or you're holding the Ten Commandments, whatever your religion is, it's not going to happen. It won't happen. It's not about not pursuing the dream. It's about being sensible. Take
realistic.
The position, make money there, do your healing on the side, see how that feels, and you're not losing anything.
And if you hate the job, you can always look for a job in another company. I mean, you have, I'm sure, a strong resume in this field. You're a viable candidate for a job with another company, for sure. If this turns out not to work,
you're not in any dilemma. You're in an experiment. You're given a gift to raise, to make more money, and you're of able body, mind, and spirit to also experiment with your healing work. You can do both. You're in an ideal position for your age. Don't look at it as being stuck.
I have to do some kind of attitude adjustment because they're very harsh company, almost like bipolar. You know, they love you, they hate you, they love you, they hate you. And the lady that likes me, that keeps trying to promote me, she's like, you know, it's a toxic world, which I don't believe. Like, I have to like step back and say I don't have the same beliefs as them, because it kind of soaks in, you know. And
now you walk out. You walk outside and it's a toxic world. You know, you think your clients are all going to love you? You're going to run into all kinds of problems with people healing.
Yeah, it's
them.
Not just like, you know, unicorns and fairy tales with
who cares? So it's talk. You're there to make money to support yourself while you're trying to see what it feels like to be a healer.
And when you're doing healing, I mean, you're dealing with toxicity because you're absorbing people's toxicity, you know? So you're going to be.
It's so true. That's so true.
That's a whole different, you know. aspect of taking in negative energy and having to process it through your body, which, you know, it's not what you're doing in your
work
now.
Change your attitude. But you're too much in control. Your environment controls you too much. You hear that word and then you're reduced by it. Who cares?
It's true. It's That's true.
Just say to yourself, yeah,
that's
I know.
Very
I know.
True. And
you
I work on it.
Well, that's what you need to change so that you have power within. And that means wherever you go, you have the power. The environment
does. I wear crystals. I do.
Well, that's
fine. It's a barrier.
Well,
yeah, it whatever. It doesn't matter when you wear crystals or, you know, armor.
I was thinking of a shield.
You know, that's not the matter, what you're wearing. This is not, your life isn't, when you came down here, God didn't say, what's your wardrobe going to be like? No one's, who cares?
Well, again, let me translate what you're saying. What Neil is trying to say, or in so many words, is that a crystal isn't going to, they may have certain properties, but really you're in charge of your energy field, not a crystal.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. I feel that when I heard the lady before, I was like, this is such practical advice. And I was like, okay, this is like middle age and it's a different ball game. And I'm still thinking like a 20 or 30 year old, you know? And
yeah, but you're in a good position. You
okay,
have a job.
Yeah.
They want to raise you. It may be toxic. You take it for the money and the support, and then you start to be, if you're serious, you start to do some healing at home, see what that feels like, get your clients going, and then strategize thereafter, you know? I don't see you being frozen.
Okay, I appreciate that. I really do. And I like the wake-up call. It's a wake-up call because I'm just dreaming of another place I could be than this area that I'm in right now.
Well, you can. You can create your own reality, and you can still retain your job and security and make money while you're pursuing your other interests and, you know, build upon that slowly. But, I mean, to tell you to abandon your current career and go into healing full time when there's, I mean, building a clientele and all that is going to take a long time. Do it simultaneously. And then maybe at some point, if you're lucky, you can ease into it and, you know, and do it perhaps.
Okay.
All right. Well, hopefully that helps, Debbie.
It did. I appreciate y'all so much. I really do. It makes me feel, more practical, which I have an issue with. You know,
yeah.
I can be very dreamy. I can be very.
Well, that's not bad. That's a bad thing. But you know, you have to be practical when the time calls for it, for sure.
Yeah, that's what the new lady. I like her, but she keeps telling me that. And I said, I'm really sensitive. I'm an empath. She says, well, just stop it. Just stop it. And I'm like, okay, I can't just stop it. That's who I am.
She might be a voice of reason. Because in the toxic world, you're not looking for that softy approach. And she's saying, toughen yourself there. She's not telling you she's just talking to you about how to condition yourself for the job at hand. But if you're empathic work, then do that at home. You can split your energies up. It's interesting to analyze a person and say you can have dual roles in life and do accordingly, you know? Some people who are very intense, people who are very relaxed, very, very relaxed home environments. A lot of intense comedians, they come home and they're not even funny. They just want to lay down and read the paper.
That's so
Robert
true.
Keaton, so don't worry about it. There's a duality there, and you don't need to have total perfection in every area that is consistent with your desires. Sometimes you can make compromises.
That is so true. Somebody told me I had imposter syndrome, and I didn't know what that was, and I had to look it up. And that's kind of like what you're describing. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, y'all. Thank you so much.
So change your posture.
just how the reading started. Okay, good luck. Good luck. And Debbie,
thank
you. Can follow us. You're welcome. You can follow us on Facebook. We hope that you do. And we've got about 2 minutes left in the show. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, psychics, practical information. Sometimes, you can always. We have to compromise. We can't always just be psychic. We have to be practical and world experience and logic. Sometimes, you just don't always go to the angels and the leprechauns and the spirits and for advice. Sometimes you just need good earthly advice. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's the foundation, and sometimes you need to really stay. First chakra is about foundation. Sometimes you need to literally stay there and work out your solutions and be practical and logical. But of course, we're psychic, so we contradict ourselves constantly in that matter.
Okay, are we done?
I think so.
I guess we're done. I guess we're done for the day. Okay, well, we are resuming our normal schedule, barring any unforeseen problems, next week. So Wednesday and Friday, 9 Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We'll speak to you then. Bye-bye.